Hi, I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, we're going to continue with our summer reading list. University of Baltimore professor and Baltimore Fishbowl columnist Marian Winnick has a few, dare I say, steamy titles to recommend this afternoon. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Have you ever been to Mallorca?
Only in dreams, Marian, only in dreams.
Well, I haven't either, but I sure have read a lot of books set there, and there's one thing these books have in common besides the luscious setting, and it's S-E-X. Let's start with The Rocks by Peter Nichols. The novel opens in the year 2005 with a chance meeting between two 80-somethings, Lulu Davenport and Gerald Rutledge, on a clifftop road near The Rocks, a seaside hotel that Lulu owns. Though they live in the same town, on an island, the couple has managed to avoid each other completely since their very brief marriage in the 1940s, and this encounter immediately becomes a confrontation. In its course, both accidentally tumble to their deaths. The remaining sections of the novel skip backward through the decades all the way to 1948, back to the incident that started it all. As intoxicating as a long afternoon sitting at the bar at Lulu's hotel, the book features complications including a book deal, a real estate swindle, a shipwreck, a drug bust, and many affairs, including a couple that qualify as statutory rapes. Nichols gives a knowing sketch of the people who live on the island. Quote, they were self-employed professionals, artists, writers, nonviolent, sweet-natured criminals, mysteriously self-supporting or genteelly impoverished, occasionally sleeping with one another in a manner that disturbed no one, though they often arrived on the island as pariahs of the outside world, but were soothed and taken in by their steady, tolerant, non-judgmental friends and lovers on Mallorca.
Sounds like my kind of island.
Me too. The other books deal with modern families vacationing in Mallorca, and it seems that the louche island air gets into both of them. The Lemon Grove by British author Helen Walsh takes a long and pleasantly married couple, Jen and Greg, on summer vacation to a villa they've been renting for years. This year, they've allowed their 15-year-old daughter, Emma, to invite her boyfriend. The kids come in after the parents have had a few Rioja-soaked but not very sexy days to themselves. As soon as they arrive, those lazy days of summer are over, because the mom is insanely attracted to the 17-year-old boyfriend. Uh-oh. Again with the statutory rape. Jen herself is a complex character, both with a conscience and with a streak of amorality. She pays for her groceries, but steals a newspaper along with them. There's a fair amount of sex in this book, and Walsh's descriptions of it are simple, graphic, and effective. You'll definitely want a cold drink with this one. In The Vacationers by Emma Straub, the Mallorca visitors are the Post family. The parents, celebrating their 35th anniversary, a daughter just graduated from high school, a son toting his very dumb, much older personal trainer girlfriend, plus a gay couple who are about to adopt a baby. Putting a bit of a damper on things is the fact that Dad has just lost his job as editor of a men's magazine for having an affair with an intern. Compared to The Rocks and The Lemon Grove, The Vacationers is PG-13, with the sex mostly played for laughs. As the mom muses, thinking about a Spanish lover she had back in her 20s, like most things, sex got better with age, until one hit a certain plateau, and then it was like breakfast, unlikely to change unless one ran out of milk and was forced to improvise.
You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/program/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.